Hey everyone, so this is audio boo number 2 of Hello from the East Coast of Canada. I know, this sounds so glitchy, I'm sorry. But, no, I just wanted to continue a little bit. The bus service down here is much different. Oh my lord, people, we're talking Sundays? Yeah, my home bus route, last bus out of Alderney Terminal, which is the ferry docks, which is basically the Dartmouth downtown almost, is 5 p.m. I kid you not, my bus is once an hour, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and that's it. Fun. Saturdays, it's once an hour, from 6:30 a.m. till 6 p.m. I mean, till 9 p.m. Weekdays are from about 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. on my home bus route. I mean, I can walk from another bus route. It's a good 15, sometimes 20-minute walk through a little bit of sketchiness. It doesn't bother me. You know, it's just, I'm living where I'm living, you know, it's what I could get, it's what I could afford, it's what I could find, so, but I'll tell you this, I'll tell you guys something. Halifax Nonprofit Housing Association, or as we call it down here, HHH, Halifax Housing Help Center, they are amazing. My worker by the name of Christopher Underhill, we call him Chris. His only failing, he's a Toronto Maple Leafs fan. Ew. Yuck. Toronto make me laugh, whatever you want to call it. But he's a great guy. He's helped me immensely. It wasn't for the church out here, I just wouldn't survive. You know, I've been... Right now I'm working on my baptismal studies. In fact, I have a couple of them with me now that I work on them when I'm out and about. I have the Bible stuff on my iPhone, so no lugging around a Bible. Because the NIV just is useless with these lessons because I use King James. So it's great because I have the app. I have the Holy Bible app on my iPhone, which is fully accessible. I also have Blue Letter Bible when I get really desperate and I need my vision to stop bugging me and driving me up the walls. But... You know, I went to blind camp at Pugwash. People, if you've never been to Pugwash and you're a CRS camper, you do not know what you're missing. Let's put it this way. It makes Frenda look like a slum. For my Frenda fans out there, I don't know, people. You're missing out. You're missing out huge. It's Pugwash is like nothing else. I've never been to a camp as amazing as Pugwash. If I didn't want to, I didn't have to climb any stairs. No stairs at all. Nothing. There's a ramp out of my cabin. It was like 2 minutes around the corner over to the bathroom. And guess what? We were allowed pee buckets. Yes. The great invention of an ice cream bucket. Turned into a pee bucket. You know, the little roll. The people who want the pee bucket have it at the end of our bed with a roll of toilet paper. Great invention. But camp was amazing, and I'm here in Halifax, and having been here a month, and I love it. So if any of you think of moving out here, just be warned. You don't live on a lot, so social assistance isn't great. There's no computer every 5 years to my Ontario people. They don't cover white canes. You got to cover your own blind cane, but that's okay. I mean, they're not that expensive. For aluminum one is the ones I'm using. And I just, you know, it's great. I love it out here. People, I'll never come back to Ontario. This place is home till I die. And I'm getting married October 12th. Yes, there I said it. Ta-da! Suck that little tidbit in there. Now, those of you who are falling off your chairs in shock... We were going to get married at winter camp, but due to IA and due to financial, we can't. We're going to have to get married before. And we're 90% chance not going to be able to come to winter camp. If one of us does come, it'll be Chris. It'll be definitely Chris. I'll give it up this year. I just want him to be happy. That's all I care about is his happiness. He's a wonderful, beautiful man. And he's an amazing man. And with what he's been through in his life... Yeah, he deserves all the happiness in the world, people. Okay, y'all, I gotta let y'all go. It's 8 seconds. Bye. From Halifax, doot-doot-doot-doot-doot-doot.